This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning on your Friday. Good morning, Anna Murphy.
Good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Joysters. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tim, our producer.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, listen, tonight is something really exciting in Melbourne. Can you feel the energy in the air? Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Singing it.
Boom. That was
20 should have had the minutes song to seven this morning. Now, tonight, 50 iconic buildings are going to light up in Melbourne, red. It's the 20th International AIDS Conference, which is in town and starts, obviously, this weekend.
Yes.
Which is going to be massive.
It's going to be huge.
There's a lot of talk about it, too. A lot of talk in the press.
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous. 14,000 participants at the five-day conference. We'll be down there next week. Joy is broadcasting live all week next week.
Every day we're going to be down there from 9 till 5.
Well, not us
or
personally.
Or 9 till some time.
But we are going to be presenting at different times. But are the rest of the
Choices. We've been split up.
They've split us up. It's like
putting
the Murphys in their own naughty corner.
Now, the show this morning, Anna Murphy, is huge. If you think the conference is going to be big with 14,000 people rocking into town, you should see the show this morning.
Nothing yet.
Oh, my godfather. We've got Shannon Noel coming in to join us.
Yes, actually in studio.
Now, for those of you who have only listened to Joy for your whole life, you may not know who Shannon Noel is because I don't think we've actually played a lot of Shannon Noel on the radio station.
Aussie rock royalty.
Aussie Rock Rorty, he's coming in and he's going to join us. And I think he's actually going to do a little acoustic number with his new song, which has just been released. We'll talk about that later on.
I'll try and keep myself nice because I've got a bit of a thing for Shannon Noel. I realise he's a married man, father of two.
Yes.
But I don't care. I reserve the right to drool wherever I like.
Yes. Oh, God.
Tim, we're going to have to keep still got that flavour saver.
No, I think from all accounts he's removed that. Does that change your opinion about him or not?
That's better.
That's better, is it? Yeah.
For anyone that doesn't know what a flavour saver is, Google it.
Yeah, you should. Another special guest coming in this morning. I don't know how this one's going to go, actually. Mm. Gabby Greco, who's Jeffrey Edelston's wife-to-be.
Yeah, now this is sort of starting to be a little bit like Where's Wally, because we've got Shannon Noel, who half of you may not at the moment know, and then we've got Gabby Greco. Who do I hear you say?
Yes.
Exactly. It will make more sense later. Just play along, people.
Absolutely. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. There she is, Taylor Swift there, Anna Murphy.
Taylor.
And I knew you were trouble. Now, I'll tell you who is trouble. There's a little guy working at Telstra at the moment in the call centre who's causing a few little problems there.
Dear.
Telstra will investigate claims a creepy call centre operator flirted with a shocked female customer. The woman said she was gobsmacked on Tuesday by the operator's persistent comments about her beautiful voice.
What?
The gentleman who took my call started to comment on my voice, she said. She said, what do you mean by that, that it's beautiful? And he kept going and hounding her and telling her that he couldn't believe how beautiful her voice is. And if it was a beautiful voice, it's usually a beautiful woman.
Well, see, now, I'm finding it very difficult here.
Yes, which
problem.
Part?
I don't find that creepy. I would like that. I'm so hard up for attention at the moment. I'll take whatever I can get. I usually just get asked to identify what sex you are. No, I'm not a man.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. Tim and Matic there and, oh, no, that's not Parachute. What's that one? Everything is loud. Sorry.
Clearly,
no, I was listening to it.
Oh,
I get them confused, actually. Sorry about that.
Yeah, the Parachute one's the one that he says parachute in it about 40 times.
Yes. Hard to get.
It's a dead giveaway, isn't it?
Yes. Hey, listen, someone who has no cause to whinge at all.
No.
Little Bex. Brooklyn Beckham. 15-year-old. He's turned 15. 15. I remember when he was a baby. That's terrible. Anyway, he's doing work experience, Anna Murphy. He scored some gigs. He's doing work experience, a little stint at Guy Ritchie's London film office.
Guy Ritchie's.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to send you for some really tough work experience at Guy Ritchie's.
Yes.
I did work experience at a trucking company. I just put lubricated seals into a hubcap and they wonder why I'm single.
And Anna Murphy, here's one for you. A junior British soccer player has been banned for 7 years by Football Association bosses after he allegedly wiped spit.
Oh.
On the referee's back.
7 years.
7 years. Oh. Wow, that's a long time to be banned.
That is, it's I would have disgusting. Just,
yeah, I would have just put him in the naughty corner for a little bit.
Yeah, he does need to go in the naughty corner.
He does.
He's done exactly what I would have to do, though, because I've never been good at spitting. I would have to put it in my hand first, too. Oh,
no.
I'm just, technically, it doesn't work. It always lands on my chin, so I don't do it.
No, no this you is shouldn't.
Not, I don't walk down the street
trying to
spit.
You're too pretty to have spit on your chin.
Yeah, no, I'm just, like, I'm remembering when we were at school. We used to actually get tiny little balls of blue tack and stick them in one of the teacher's hair as she walked
No, up. You're a terrible girl. What school was that?
I'm not going to say it now.
Well, we used to have a teacher named Mrs. Zachariah, who's as old as the hills, and used to wear one of those black capes, you know, that's a boy school.
Yes.
And when he was walking back
like
towards...
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts. When he was walking back towards the board, everyone would do that little spit on the finger and just flick it on the back of the gown.
That's disgusting.
So you just walk around all day with this immense amount of spittle.
Yep. So
we all got put in the naughty corner at some point in time.
Yeah. Everybody has.
Everyone's done something at this school.
We'd like to hear your versions.
Yeah. Come on. Let it rip this morning. 0427JOY949, honor@joy.org.au. Tell us what little things you got up to at school and why you got put in the naughty corner.
Interestingly enough, the only Saturday morning detention I got in my high school days was for talking.
And look where you
and
are
look
now.
Where I am now. And do you know what? A friend of mine actually said
How
to me the other day,
try and...
I make for difficult listening sometimes.
Oh.
That's because I
that's not like
talking about all my ailments. And I mean, you really hurt me. You make for difficult listening sometimes.
I hope that doesn't apply to our radio show.
So, naughty corners.
People driving along just turning off because you. Really? Maybe that's why we're only at 830 likes.
Now, I just spoke to Amy from Bundoora,
yes.
who said that they had a shop teacher, like, you know, cars shop teacher, who was having an affair with the art teacher.
Oh.
And he gave her detention.
What?
So what did she decided to get a band of merry friends together, and they took his engine out of his car, dismantled it, and put it together as an art.
Oh, I love that.
Sort of constellation in the art teacher's room.
Love it.
And then they did some rigging to the car as well. So they changed the battery, and apparently all the lights still work, but when he tried to drive off, it just didn't.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Nice work,
Good
Amy.
Stuff, Amy.
Really naughty.
That's probably a criminal offence too. but we'll just stick with the naughty corner.
I was trying to write it all down. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
Really
let us,
good.
Let us
that
know.
That puts yours to shame, Dean Murphy.
Oh, well, I've done others.
My blue tack
I'm not going to tell them all. But
actually, we were talking about wagging school just before, and you were saying other ways. And my friends used to do special ways of wagging. I used to just grab my bag and walk out the front door like I own the joint.
Yeah, no, I did commando attack sort of out windows, down sort of laneways and, you know, trying to avoid. Yeah, it was all very strategic.
It was really difficult.
Yeah, and you just picked your bag up and left.
Straight past the teachers.
No one missed
you. They would wave at me and say bye.
Now this one, Anna Murph, listen up. Got your ears open?
Yes,
for this?
I do.
Are you wide awake?
Wide awake.
Have you had a coffee?
Yes.
Yep, good. A Japanese artist was arrested yesterday for allegedly sending details about her genitals over the internet to a man who wanted to produce a model of her vagina on a 3D printer.
Oh, God.
Now, the artist, who is raising funds to build a vagina boat, has so far collected about $10,000 in exchange for sending a 3D data to various recipients.
Yep.
She can't understand why the police... you know, basically recognised the 3D data as being obscene material. She previously made a vagina kayak, lampshade and smartphone case and a remote-controlled vagina car.
Yep, she did.
Yes.
Yeah, of course she did.
Yes, she
did. Of course she did. Can I just ask, why do we need a vagina kayak? Quick! The rains are coming, the floods. Get in my vagina kayak. Oh, hang on a sec. We need a vagina smartphone case. Has anyone seen my phone? My vagina phone. Yeah, that's right. My vagina phone. Yeah, it looks like a vagina. My phone. Oh, for God's sake.
It's time for Best on Ground.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Now, a powerful new senator set on allowing gay marriage has threatened to block a key government measure to stop the votes if Prime Minister Tony Abbott doesn't allow a conscious vote. Liberal Democrat Senator David Leonhelm, I think I pronounced that right, says he'll introduce a private senator's bill in September seeking to remove gender from the definition of marriage. Good on you. That's fantastic work from him.
From David. And look,
that's what you need.
Congratulations, David, for being this week's participant and recipient of the, the Best on Ground Award. Unfortunately, though, David, you have to share it with Zach on a horse.
I think the two of them, they probably look good on a horse together, but they're the two best on grounds for this week. It's fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, listen, just before we go to the news, Anna Murphy, something that you'd be right into this, actually. Mm-hmm. Streams loud in my shower. Next time you're singing in the shower, imagine doing it with your own backing vocals.
Oh, dear.
American technology manufacturer have launched the first Bluetooth-enabled shower head, which allows the owners to stream their favourite tracks or podcasts directly into the shower.
Yeah, no, not good for me. Wow. Because my hot water runs out, really. It wouldn't be good. I couldn't, like, have a Hotel California.
No.
Or a Riders on Saw Evie, which goes for 11 minutes. I'd be buggered. I'd be freezing.
Way over time, that digs on me.
Joining us now in the Joy Studios is Jeffrey Edelson's girlfriend and bride-to-be, Gabby Greco. Good morning.
Do my boobs look okay on camera?
It's a radio station. We're on air.
Oh, I wish I was just on air. It costs a whole lot of money to get this crazy.
Gabby, it's been just 2 months since you and Jeffrey started dating, and in that time there's been so much drama.
I know, honey. Who needs Days of Our Lives?
First, there was the running with Jeffrey Edelson's ex, Bryn.
Oh, that was no run-in. That leather handbag had her used by date.
Then there was the incident with the very revealing dress at footy legend Tommy Hafey's funeral.
Well, my daddy always said I could make dead people move, and now I know why. I thought Mr. Hafey was going to jump right out of his coffin.
A couple of weeks ago, you went through a very public meltdown and admitted yourself to hospital.
Well, you would too if you saw Jeffrey naked on the couch. I thought it was a corpse. We've only ever done it with the lights off.
And now it seems like you and Jeffrey are planning to tie the knot in just 8 months. Some would say that's a bit too soon.
Honey, we're racing against the clock here. If we don't do it soon, the wedding could be like a weekend at Bernie's, if you know what I mean.
How do you cope when people say you're only in it for the money?
Haters gonna hate, Dean. And well, when I first saw him on granddaddies.com, I thought if I can just look past the tragic hair and his rigor mortis looking face, the age inappropriate clothing, and the drool, I reckon there is a man inside that dead shell who can make me smile not only in the bedroom, but in everyday life as well.
Really?
Yes. Just the other day, Jeffrey took me to all his favorite places. Depends on Us, Pensioner's Day at the cinemas. We saw Driving Miss Daisy. Oh, and Schnitz and Tits night at the RSL Bowling Club, where we won the low-fat meat platter already chopped into tiny, tiny little pieces.
Wow, that sounds romantic.
Oh, I gotta go, sugar. That's my reminder to change Jeffrey's colostomy bag. Last week I forgot, and boy, did that thing look like it was gonna explode. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Now, moving right along, a British girl rendered mute after illness claims Harry Styles bought her voice back. Laura Yates, 15, hadn't spoken for 6 months, Anna Murphy. 6 months. She's suffering laryngitis and some other crippling vocal cord disease and was able to scream once Harry actually blew her a kiss at the One Direction concert in Wembley. Isn't that great?
See, I'm confused by this article.
Why?
Because I've never been rendered speechless. I don't understand.
Never ever before have you wanted to punch your own vocal cords out, have you?
Well, if it meant that I could see Harry Styles up close, I'd probably sew my mouth together.
Where's Harry? Where is Harry? Get here now. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning, and
that was Mel C.
Yeah, she's apparently great.
She was the only one out of those chicks that could actually carry a tune. That's
really
not fair, is it?
Come on, don't be like that. What about Mel B?
Ooh, I just didn't think about that, but that's okay. No, I don't. No, but you know what? That's apparently what was the... I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Okay. Whatever.
So you're saying the coach of the voice is coaching people how to be a singer can't sing. Is that what you just said?
I don't know whether she'd be the first.
Oh, dear. Now...
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.